FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities are working to free a driver trapped in the wreckage of a vehicle that was in an accident on the N3 near Ashburton. It's understood two trucks were also involved, as well as the vehicle in the crash near the Market Road off-ramp. The roadway has been closed. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson.
One driver still severely entrapped in the truck and we're still attempting to extricate him. A helicopter has landed on the N3 southbound towards Durban as well to airlift the driver once he's free.
Umgeni Utugela Water says voice notes claiming that several KZN dams have been contaminated are fake. The bulk water supplier says the audio on social media alleges suspects were caught in the act of poisoning the water in the dams like Midmar and others that supply eThekwini. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo.
We dismiss these allegations as false and fake news designed to cause unnecessary panic and confusion among the public. The water that we supply to all our municipal customers remains safe for human consumption and is tested in accordance with the highest drinking water quality standards.
SAFDU says the Reserve Bank failed to help struggling South Africans with yesterday's rate cut. The central bank reduced the repo rate by 25 basis points, saying it's taking a cautious approach. There had been calls from various quarters for a 50 basis point cut, with arguments it would have more impact. The Trade Union Federation's Mogoshadi Maserumule says this cut only slightly reduces loan repayments.
The daily reality of the working class continues to be unemployment, poverty, and communities ravaged by crime, with unemployment at 12.2 million people and children malnourished and dying like flies from poisoned food because the government has dismally failed to enforce its own laws.
A second Australian tourist has died from suspected methanol poisoning in Laos. 19-year-old Holly Bowles' death in a hospital in neighbouring Thailand brings to six the number of victims. Two Danish citizens, an American and a Briton, have also died after what media has described as a night out in the backpacker hotspot town of Vang Vieng. It's understood the group of about a dozen tourists became ill after going out last week Tuesday. A hostel owner has been arrested. Travel journalist Hannah Summers has this advice for anyone worried about heading abroad. She's been speaking to Sky News.
Think about the drink that you might be consuming. So I think in this particular instance, it's potentially issues with the production of the alcohol. It's been made really cheaply. Lethal ingredients have been swapped in.
Australian officials are pressing authorities in Laos for a full investigation into what happened. And police have carried out a controlled explosion outside the US Embassy in London. The Metropolitan Police say it was called to attend to a suspicious package outside the property this morning. They say they are continuing their investigation. The top story, authorities are working to free a driver trapped in the wreckage of a vehicle that was in an accident on the N3 near Ashburton. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.